From the KVIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Noah Taborda. Mike Parson has signed his first bills into law as Missouri governor. Marshall Griffin has more.
Among the five bills signed into law Friday is one that adds disposable diapers to the list of tax-exempt items included in Missouri's annual sales tax holiday in early August. However, the bill doesn't take effect until late August, so families wanting to benefit will have to wait until 2019. Another bill signed by Governor Parson contains several environmental provisions. It extends the expiration date for collecting a 50-cent fee on sales of lead-acid batteries by 5 years. It was set to expire this year. It also requires Missouri State Parks Division to be the one to maintain fencing along the boundary of the Rock Island Spur of the Katy Trail, and exempts some agricultural stormwater runoffs from the state's Clean Water Law. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Recent data from the U.S. Census Bureau shows that Columbia's growth rate is slowing. According to the Columbia Missourian, Columbia's population grew only 1.1% from 2016 to 2017, the slowest rate the city has seen in 8 years. In his 2018 State of the City address, City Manager Mike Mathis said Columbia is the fastest growing of the 10 most populous cities in Missouri. However, based on the data released yesterday, this is no longer true. From 2010 to 2017, Columbia did have the highest growth rate of 11.6%. However, over the last year, the city has slowed to the fifth fastest growing city in Missouri. A University of Missouri curator has written a response to a Wall Street Journal editorial which criticized the university for allowing protests in 2015 to dictate its course. The editorial linked the recent budget cuts to the 2015 protests, saying how expensive indulging protesters can be. The piece cited a 35% enrollment decrease between 2015 to 2017, leading to the budget cuts and layoffs. Yesterday, the chair of the UM Board of Curators, David Steelman, answered the article with his own evaluation of MU's current state. While he admitted mistakes were made at MU, he said those individuals are no longer leading the university. He also stated that the budget cuts were not solely a result of the decrease in enrollment. Steelman went on to say that the university is committed to free speech and challenged the editorial. He said that a journal which prides itself on free speech should not be championing values that slow the progress for which they are fighting. Michael Porter Jr. was selected by the Denver Nuggets with the 14th pick in last night's NBA draft. Porter was expected to land somewhere in the top 10, but slid in the hours leading up to the draft due to medical concerns, according to ESPN. Porter is the highest selected MU player since Keon Dooling, who was picked at number 10 in 2000. The Denver Nuggets are owned by Columbia native Stan Kroenke. The team has missed the playoffs for 5 straight seasons, but finished a game out of the postseason each of the last 2 seasons. Noah Taborda, KBIA News, Columbia.